fuck was that?
Probably a kangaroo.
What the fuck's that?
It's a little fish that drums up your cock and drinks your blood.
We get a vaccine for that?
You've nothing to worry about, mate. Because it'll never find your tiny cock.
There's these parasitic fish that like swim up through your pee stream and then like release barbs into your dick.
Sure.
What?
Sure. Oh, yeah, that's a thing in the yes. Amazon.
Oh, it's, it's in the movie.
One of my top five fears.
That's the only way I can come.
I actually know why they do that because I've researched this thoroughly.
Oh, really?
That fish, it gets in the gills of other fish and it's attracted to this like enzyme that's in gills. And that's the same enzyme that's in your urea. That's like
in your
pee. It's like a chemical in your pee. It's also in your urethra.
Oh.
So when dudes are swimming in the Amazon and they pee, that fish thinks it's swimming into a fish's gills.
You're baiting it.
It's going up.
Hello, motherfucker.
All your baits are belong to us.
What do you think?
I like turtles.
Whoa, that's so intense.
Is this real life?
This is a meme. I did not make this meme.
As a wife.
This is bullshit. What is this?
Catch me outside. How about
that? It's a trap. All right. We got puppy codes in the house.
Internet legend.
Alice Barker.
Hey.
One of the best Instagram accounts, puppy codes.
Thank you.
I think I described it the other day as grotesque aesthetic.
Oh, wow.
Grotesque aesthetic.
That's
got a nice ring to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never heard that description, but it's a good one.
Yeah, you'll take that one?
I'll take pride in that one.
Yeah.
Definitely.
We like a lot of the pictures you post.
Thank you.
But you don't take these pictures, though.
No, but I don't actually, like, ever take credit for anything. It's better if someone thinks it came from somewhere, like, rather than me making it or something. Like, I'm not going to be like, this is my meme, because, like, who cares?
You think, you consider what you're posting memes?
I didn't actually think about that when I started posting them. I just, like, posted stuff that I thought was funny and liked, and, like, I had no exposure or, like, anything to, like, meme world, like, that was even a thing I didn't really think about or know about.
I think what you post are memes. I think it's, mm-hmm. like, something, because some of the things I've seen before,
yeah.
some I have no idea. Mm-hmm. The first time I saw your page, I was like, where is she finding this stuff?
Yeah.
Like, where does this come from?
Mm-hmm. I wrote a little web crawler that scans a bunch of different internet sources for content based on keywords that I put in every week or so. And it just dumps it into a folder on my server, and I just, like, comb through them and find the ones that are funny and that I like and just post it.
So what exactly is it? It's a code and...
So it's like, you know how Google, like, indexes websites
yeah.
by, like, sending little spiders out to, like, go and index the website? It's the same, like, concept, but it just finds content based on, like, metadata that's associated with the image or video, like, online. So if somebody tags something like wet and, like, that was the keyword that I put in there, like, it'll dump all the, like, stuff it finds with the metadata wet attached to it into the folder. But the funny thing is, like, I don't actually keep track of the sources of where they come from. So I have no idea where they come from most of the time, which I kind of like. Like, I don't like being tainted by, like, oh, this is from whatever's page. Like,
because it's just pulling a picture. It's not sending you to a site.
No.
How long does it take you to sift through all those photos?
It kind of just became an addiction and just started, like, being obsessed with the weird sources and stuff. And then I started putting in words in other languages, and that got really interesting and got some really good results.
Wow. You just wait for a giggle when you're looking through and something makes you laugh.
Yeah.
Like, it's
well,
going in.
It's nice because I made a little website that just, like, is kind of like a Tumblr-esque, like, feed of everything. So I don't have to, like, click on each video or picture.
What?
I can just, like, scroll through it, which is nice.
Is this site, is this just for your eyes only, or is this something you want to tell
people
to check out? No, I want to check
it's not
this
a public
out.
Site. It's just,
okay.
like, for my own folder. Because, like, honestly...
You can't get into puppy codes. This is a super secret AI Tumblr.
Not even. You wouldn't even want to look at it. Like, most
I
of
probably
it is,
wouldn't,
like,
actually,
it's, like,
yeah.
millions of images
yeah.
of just crap. You
Thank
know?
You
yeah.
for doing what you're doing, going
sure.
through all that
You're doing the
stuff.
Lord's work. What are some keywords that you might search? Curious.
Wet is a great one. The Russian word for sausage. It's weird what you get too, because like I put in the word katoy, which is like a Thai word for like ladyboy, basically, and like it came up with like a lot of stuff that was like really abstract, strangely. A lot of like crap, you know, too, but it was like really, really like weird, just stuff that was tagged that like people had just like made in their like house or whatever, like recording themselves. And some of them were absolutely hilarious and like from probably the weirdest sources. I have no idea where they're from though. So it's like,
do people ever comment on, has anyone ever seen it? And they're like, oh, that's from my thing.
Yeah, people get mad at me all the time. And I'm like, it's cool if it's yours. But I don't have the time to like figure out where it's from, and I don't really care. And it's like,
You're already sifting through millions of pictures
that
the computer's throwing at you. That would be a whole other task there.
Well, people are also like, they're like wigged out by it. They're like, oh, you're trying to say this is you, or you took this photo. And I'm like, no, none of these are mine. Like,
yeah, I've never seen you claim that.
Yeah.
I think people are too sensitive about that. It's like, it's just the internet. It's like this ocean of stuff flying around, and to be like, that's my meme, you know? Yeah. It's like, who cares?
Yeah,
it's gone,
great.
Here and gone. Yeah.
Everyone loves it. Everyone loves it. And if Poppy Codes posts it, then good for you. Good for you. I would be honored, actually.
Wow, thank you. I mean, yeah, it's a medium made of copies. That's like what the internet is. So
exactly. And that's why we're here, too.
Yeah.
Can we just appreciate the word web crawler for a second?
Web crawler.
I was gonna double back on web crawler.
Web crawler,
too.
Like,
web crawler, web spiders.
I'm imagining what that might look like. It's like,
yeah, what does it look like?
It looks like 100 lines of Python code. That's it. Doesn't look very interesting, but you know, there's a bunch of different ways to do it, but it's just hard to keep the like size of it down. So I have to like keep deleting them too, because it's like terabytes of information.
What if your code gets out of control and becomes sentient?
It's already out of control.
could it take over?
I don't think it would take over, but I think it would definitely spam a lot of, I mean, it does spam me every day. It's like, oh, 100,000 new images showed up. Great. Like, I'm going to delete 5,000 of these just because I don't want to look through them.
Wow.
I'm trying to be more, like, you know, precise with my language, but maybe I'll rewrite it next year.
So if you rewrote it, would it be Poppy Codes 2.0?
I think so.
Wow.
Maybe it would be better. I don't know. I haven't really, like, I literally wrote it overnight, and then I've just been, like, using it for forever, but
I look forward to seeing whatever that looks like.
It'll be like the T-2000 versus the 1000.
Yeah.
Be like the Metal Man guy?
Oh, I love him. T-2000 would be so good in bed. Imagine.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine all those shapes.
He's like a Swiss Army.
Wow.
Swiss Army knife.
Jesus. Talk about triple penetration, all kinds of craziness
coming from
there.
All angles.
Yeah.
God. That reminds me. You brought some memes today, didn't you?
Yeah. Well, I brought one.
Your meme pouch you have.
Yeah, my meme pouch. There's like, there's this game that's coming out that I really loved back in the day called Shadow of the Colossus, and they made a new one recently.
I know that game.
Yeah, it's where you're like this like little guy and you run around and like there are these like huge beasts or whatever. And so some of them have really, there's been like a lot of, I guess people are making like memes of the images of the game. Originally it was on PS2, but now it's on PS4 again.
PS4.
Yeah.
I'm out of touch with games. Memes. If this is a game meme, then yeah, you're going to have to do some explaining.
It's not a game meme. It's just using the image, but basically it's this like massive creature, this like thing that looks like it's like this huge, like, green-looking, like, shrub beast that's, like, you know, 100 stories tall. He's terrifying-looking, but, like, also kind of looks like a shrub, like, but he's huge. And then there's, like, two little people that are, like, down below, like, kind of staring up at him. And there's text over him that says mesothelioma, and then the two people, it says you or a loved one.
Oh, God.
Wow, what is mesothelioma?
You know that like daytime TV ad that's like, if you or a loved one has mesothelioma, like contact mesothelioma.
You might be entitled to a settlement.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
That's a double whammy school in Jesse right there.
That one, that sounds really bad. I don't know what it is, though.
It's like a lung cancer you get from asbestos,
it is, but it's this like very spammy ad that plays like every single day on daytime TV for some reason. And
it's
like,
wow,
it's some kind of like weird like get money for your like non
yeah
problem, but it is a real problem, but it's also like you could maybe have it,
or maybe like do people actually have it, or is it just, you know, a pyramid scheme?
It's so like spammy that I feel like it's not real, but it probably is
yeah,
but
or it's just that widespread that it's like
yeah, that's true too.
You probably have it.
Yeah. Like ADD. Right. Probably got ADD.
It feels like a get-rich-quick scheme.
Sure.
Mesothelioma.
I feel like that would play during, like, Jerry Springer.
Yeah.
In the middle of the
Judge
day.
Judge Judy. Like, yep.
Judge Judy. Definitely.
That's a Judge Judy slot.
Because they're already savvy with the legal system. They're watching Judge Judy. Like, oh, I can make a quick buck. My loved one, somebody.
There's another one that's, like similar, but I think maybe it'll resonate with you more. It's a little guy, and he's like facing off a giant beast, and the guy has text over him that says cashier, and the giant beast says middle-aged white woman, and the weapon that he's holding says, let me speak to the manager.
We've all seen that person.
Sure.
Hold on, let me ask you guys, what did this big beast look like to you?
Like it was made out of a hillside or something. I think I'm still stuck on that anime.
I still see mossy. A big green
mossy
like,
guy.
I mean,
I see like a green mossy guy with like a loincloth.
This one is more like fire. Like this creature is more similar to like the Lord of the Rings like thing that like kills Gandalf.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I don't know, but sounds scary.
Or atomic swamp thing, you know.
It's like a demon, you know, like hell demon.
A hellfire
kind of
demon
thing. Yeah.
I mistakenly walked into the final Lord of the Rings movie thinking, I'm going to go see this movie with my friends. Everyone's been talking about them. We're like, let's watch this. The latest one was the last one. And we buy our tickets and shuffle in, and the movie had already started. We were a little late. So we're sitting down, and it's like the most epic stuff happening. Like, dragons are being slayed, and this little wrinkly guy is falling into a pit of fire. And then they're like, you are the new king of the midworld. And people are crying all around us. And my friend is like, what is happening? And I'm like, I think they're just wrapping up what happened in the last ones.
Yeah.
And then it just goes, the end. And we walked into the last 15 minutes. We went in the wrong theater. And we saw the last 15 minutes of like 12 hours of movies.
Oh,
that was
God.
My introduction to those movies.
That's a great intro.
Intro was the outro.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I got one.
All right.
This one is a Cosmopolitan, like a Cosmo article. But it says, seeking a bestie who loves brunch, Netflix binges, and going down on each other. Meet the new breed of girlfriends with benefits. And then below it, I added the caption, that's called gay, you're gay.
Those activities, they lead it. That's what that is. Just accept it.
This one is like this might be a fake article. I don't know if it's real or not, but the article title is, as a male feminist, I really think I'd absolutely crush it if I ever had to apologize for sexual misconduct.
Oh, wow. Wait, what was the picture again?
There's no picture.
That is,
it's just an article written by... Brent Hartford, blogger, male feminist.
Oh, God. He's such an expert.
Yeah.
He would crush it.
Look at his face.
Oh, man. Oh, my God. I don't want to listen to anything that guy says, especially about women.
But he's gonna...
It's good to have an exit strategy, though.
Yeah. He knows.
He's planning for the future.
Yeah, you know.
He's killing it. Oh, that's the cuckoo clock. That means it's a time.
That means it's officially not morning anymore.
Cue to music.
Catch her outside and she'll go outside and do what she has to do. Don't you see that this is all mouth? This is mouth. This is mouth. I think
this one's pretty good. It's a portrait that is a bit of a mashup. It's someone has, you know how they morph two people's faces together? We've seen some of those.
Mm, yeah.
It's Guy Fieri?
Fieri.
For the record, Fieri.
Fieri.
It's Guy Fieri's face superimposed on a portrait of G.W. Bush, former president. W's nose and Guy's hair and Guy's goatee on George W. Bush's face. So
okay.
it's like they had a love child.
Gotta have the hair and face.
Hair and face,
gotta
yeah.
have that. Okay.
And at the top it says, Flavortown was an inside job. And at the bottom it says, barbecue sauce can't melt steel wings. You know, it's a bit of a, what do you call it? Conspiracy theory.
That reminds me
of... It's like the 9-11. It's a 9-11
That reminds me of one that is one of my favorites. And I don't even have it with me, but I can just describe it off the top of my head.
Yeah.
But it's a picture of Trump Tower. And then below there's a caption that says, George Bush, do yo thing.
Oh, wow. Set it up. Set it and forget it. Yeah. Where's Bush when you need him to topple something like that?
Yeah, I got another one. This one's kind of funny.
Keep them
this
coming.
One is this one is what's that show called? You know, like Law and Order, like Special Victims Unit or whatever. It's in the same font, but like all the letters are rearranged, and it's like this. It's like they just rearranged all the letters in the intro thing, and it says, "I want to take a nap, Sleepy Victims Unit," and it's like. That's always like when I'm watching it.
Yeah.
I'm just like so sleepy and it's like dun dun.
You're going down.
You know, like Dick Wolf in the background, just kind of falling asleep to like trauma.
What is it that makes us get lulled to sleep by these murderous shows?
I don't know.
I watch a lot of Forensic Files before I go to sleep.
Oh, yeah.
And something, you know, it's comforting to know that other people are suffering way worse than you in this world.
It's true.
That's why I like to watch videos of people falling down or getting hurt.
Like fail videos. Like, ooh. That's not me.
Hi, someone got really mad at me for posting something like that recently, and I understand. Like, I don't like to post stuff of people like really like dying,
hurt,
or I'm not about to post like snuff or something. But I posted this photo of this like horse, like
the flipping horse
on a woman,
yeah,
and like
I saw that.
And I got a lot of DMs that were like, "This woman probably died. You should take this down." And I was like, "She didn't fucking die."
I watched it repeatedly.
Yeah. You see her kind of squirm.
She kind of goes off to the side right before the horse.
Yeah.
Oh, what happens in this?
This horse is like rearing up. Like, it, I don't know if it's freaking out or doing a move. But
I don't know what the wrestling move would be. It's like...
A suplex.
Is it a suplex? Just right on his back.
Yeah.
Bam.
But it's like the woman is like kind of... You can see her like grabbing the horse or trying to like control the horse. And the horse is just like, oh, what the fuck are you doing? Like, get off me, kind of. And then it just like just goes straight up in the air. And I just have never seen an animal do that. Definitely a fatality.
Like doing it and then boom and then getting out of the way. Or it just does the video end right there?
I cut it right at the end of the.
You did. You
there's
cut
a
it.
Little more.
Mm. Oh.
Does she get
but
up?
I cut
live?
It out. I don't know.
We don't know.
I don't know. But I don't really care.
Good. So it's still up if you want to see the, what's the wrestling move called?
Suplex.
If you want to see the horse pull a suplex on this lady, go check it out. Yeah. Puppy Cubs.
At Puppy Cubs.
Yeah. I do get reported a lot.
Really?
All the time.
Wow.
Every day.
Why?
You know who got reported a lot? Jim Morrison.
Yeah, same. And he's doing fine.
Cool,
he's doing
man.
Well, what happens when you get reported? What is
nothing.
That?
They just take it down. Uh-huh. But I keep thinking they're going to punish me further. But
do you get like strikes or anything?
I don't really know.
And what are they reporting? I mean, your
it's so wild.
It's just
what
like
they report
I didn't like
days.
That. I'm going to report it.
Well, I posted this like picture of like Mark Zuckerberg, mm-hmm. like this like newspaper printout of like Mark Zuckerberg with like someone came on it.
That's a meme genre, come on the paper,
but it could be anything, you know. But it's
that's straight up Instagram. That's Zuck.
Yeah.
Censoring.
Yeah, literally.
He probably follows you and he's like, you know what, I can't with this.
There's like no nudity in it at all, you know, and it's like they also censored one that was like this, like I posted this one of like this girl like laying down and it's like, but her body is like a Hot Pocket and she has like she has like icing on it and it's like she's like kind of laying there and it's like, like when he going to get a towel or something.
Oh,
like
yep.
They censored that and I was like, there is no nudity here. There's no like anything
what
here.
What is people's problem?
It's literally just like a reference to cum is enough to be censored, I guess, these days.
And if it wasn't,
really hit a nerve.
It really hit a nerve. Mark Zuckerberg did not like that.
Oh no.
He was like, I remember the cum one on me. So this one.
Yep.
I'm not even gonna let you have this one.
He was just mad someone stole and posted the photo that he took of what he did to his own picture.
How did she get that?
That was for me.
Oh my god.
The little web spider, it's like a web crawler, just crawled right in there and
snagged it right out.
Crawled right up his urethra.
Lodged themselves in there.
I think Mark Zuckerberg doesn't have that. I think it's just like a smooth...
Oh, he's a Ken doll for
he's got no nipples and he has just a smooth nothing.
That's why he's so
into censoring is because he doesn't have those parts.
Wow, what a show this was.
That was really fun.
Man.
Thanks
for joining us, Alice.
Thanks for having me.
Alice Barker, Puppy Codes on Instagram. Tell us about your fundraiser.
Oh, thanks. I'm raising money for some surgery and life and stuff like that.
Is there a link in the
There's a link in my bio.
Yeah.
Cool. Being trans is expensive.
Living the truth.
I'll take anything. Love, support, energy, money.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Those are all important to life. Yeah.
Top five. Yeah. It's in the top five.
It's pretty much all you need, really.
Yeah.
Everything else falls into place.
Totally.